Pharaonike leaned over the sarcophagus. Her black hair fell before her features like a curtain.
You asked to see my face. Come, Cole. Push aside my veil and embrace me like a bride.
Cole remembered Zuli's words, and how when she had beheld the face of the old man of the mountain, she had run for her life, her soul, and her sanity. Pharaonike brought her taped hands up as if to part her hair.
Do you not want to gaze upon your lover by the light of dawn?
No!
Cole lurched up and dove through the broken section of wall. He saw stars as his head clipped stone.
You are my first runaway lover, Cole. And I shall tell you something. We Angeli are not accustomed to such things.
Cole lay gasping and blinking in the weeds in the cold morning dew.
You have taken, Cole, but you have also awakened. Come, lover, let us try that again. I see my Spartan warrior's spear is still ready.
No, no!
Last night you told me you loved me.
Cole vaguely remembered that.
I think I was drunk on poison and talking about my horse.
You wound me.
Cole rose. Naturally enough, he found himself in a graveyard. A small, pounded-to-rubble Italian commune lay a bowshot away. Cole stepped out of direct line with the hole in the mausoleum wall. The interior of the mausoleum was black, as if not one ray of the morning sun's light could pierce it. She did not seem to want to come out.
May I have my axes back?
Darkness stared back at him.
I gave you back your mask.
The two axes, his war belt and the wineskin, thudded into the weeds a few feet away.
Thank you. May I have my clothes?
Come in and retrieve them.
Oh, really?
You gave me back the mask. I in turn gave you back your axes. You may recall that when you were beneath my hand, I did not give you unto hobgoblin shaman, assassin torturer, nor necromancer.
Because you wanted to steal my power.
True. And now, you have stolen a piece of mine. I find myself feeling vindictive.
But I gave you your first orgasm in 200 years.
150, actually.
Still.
Why do you think I am inviting you back in?
Lady Pharaonike, Princess of Trebizond and immortal angel.
We hear you.
May I please have my clothes back?